So we've got three stories here that we're going to share real quick. Woody and I will share these stories, and you just let us know which one of them you think actually happened in the troubled state of Florida. That's it in a nutshell. All of them are true. You just have to spot the Florida story and win. Woody will kick us off with story number one.
Story number one, I think the headline says it all. The headline reads, criminals use Mr. Bang Bang to steal gold teeth. Right? We've all been there, Mr. Bang Bang.
I'm not sure what you're saying, actually.
Let me set the scene for you. It's 3 o'clock in the morning on Monday. Four guys were playing cards on a trash can. Because who doesn't play cards on a trash can at 3 o'clock in the morning on Monday? Now, these four guys are playing cards, and they see two men walk up. Two of the guys playing cards run away. The other two stay. Well, the guys who walked up, they're the criminals. One of them pulled out a handgun and said, gentlemen, this is Mr. Bang Bang, and he can hurt you. We're going to need your cell phones, your wallets, and anything else valuable that you have. Well, one dude popped out his gold teeth and handed it over. He has no idea who the assailants were. They were described as being between the ages of 16 and 18 and approximately 6 feet tall. So that's really narrowing it down. Is it in Florida where the criminals described Mr. Bang Bang and got away with gold teeth?
Story number two has to do with something that probably nobody has experienced, but I'm going to throw it out there for you anyway. Neighbors getting into a dispute with one another. You ever been in that situation? Yeah, where maybe you and your neighbor don't agree on something that's going on around in the neighborhood. Maybe it's something you're doing. Maybe it's something he's doing. What do you do in that case when you have a dispute with a neighbor? Chelsea?
Wildly passive-aggressive behavior.
Wildly passive-aggressive. Okay, in this case, it was for playing music too loudly. I don't know if that changes your answer.
You're going to retaliate by playing something annoying on repeat and also loud.
Okay. I feel like we have heard those stories before, and it's usually something that nobody wants to hear, i.e., you know, the Woody and Wilcox show or whatever.
Podcast.
Do you have a guess, Woody, on what you do in that situation?
Who am I? What am I doing?
Well, you're upset that your neighbor is playing music too loud.
Call the cops.
Call the cops. Well,
steal lawn ornaments.
That's for losers.
Steal lawn ornaments. Leave passive aggressive notes.
Chelsea's getting closer. The confrontation led to one man urinating in the other man's mailbox. Not a euphemism for something, although maybe I don't know. It depends on what you're
Wang.
Right. It depends on what you're
Wang.
It depends on what you're into. My first thought was good height, but I don't know. I haven't seen, you know, the mailbox in question, but in my mind, that's a good height above. Maybe I'm misunderstanding, but I feel like that's either a good aim at least. Or B, a pretty solid stream that you've got running there.
Tall man.
Is there some sort of step stool involved?
Maybe. There doesn't appear to be any mention of him using some sort of tools or any sort of anything to help him get it higher, if I may use that expression.
A step stool.
Well, you know, a bucket.
Wouldn't it be
a
funny?
5 gallon bucket that you're standing on.
You march into your garage. Come out with a step stool, stand in front of the man's mailbox, and let it fly.
Right?
No mention of that. So I'm going to assume he was going out au natural. Why do I want to say au natural? That doesn't sound right. How does that phrase go? If you're going to say that.
Au
natural.
Au. That just feels weird, though. I don't like the way my mouth feels when I say that. Au.
Go Vans, we're going to need that.
I don't think I'm saying that right. I'm not sure you're saying that right.
And now, all right, with Wilcox.
No, they don't. It's not weed.
Are you sure?
Yes. And they are not trying to give them editable. Editables. Yeah, why?
Have you had an edible?
Can't give a bee a lollipop because they don't have a tongue. So that's why they don't try to get them editable. Inevitables, right?
This has been A Moment with Wilcox.
Did it happen in Florida is my question. Woody's got their third and final.
Third and final story has to do with, sadly, another thing women need to deal with in today's day and age. Chelsea, cops in this particular area are warning people to inspect underneath their cars as a man has been accused of hiding cherry pies under their car tires for sexual gratification.
What?
Now, I want you to figure out how he gets sexual gratification as the 43-year-old man has placed desserts and other items, including VHS tapes and laptops, underneath women's cars.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
What do you mean?
So what happens is he sees a woman drive up and park and do some shopping. They park on the street and they're going to have to back out. He sneaks up to their cars and takes some cherry pies and puts them right underneath the back tires, or perhaps some VHS tapes. Then he goes back to his car and gets some binoculars.
So he likes to see them run over?
Kind of. When the women run over the objects, they go, oh my God, what was that? And then they get out and bend over to look at what they ran over, and he's over there with the binoculars.
I feel like that's a waste of a pie.
Cool beans!
I mean, they're not.
Cooter.
The VHS, yeah. Run that thing over.
It's disturbing, said the sheriff. It's very creepy, unacceptable behavior. That's the best way to describe it.
There's worse.
Why would they list cherry pies and VHS tapes?
That's what he's using.
Which used to be the name of our show, by the way.
McDonald's cherry pies, by the way. Small. So not the full, you know.
Yeah, and you got to go Apple on that.
I don't think I realized McDonald's did cherry pies. Is that right? I thought it was just Apple.
Get back to Canada.
Sorry.
Cool Beans is not happy with you.
I'm sorry, Cool Beans. I apologize. Don't urinate in my mailbox.
Was it in Florida where he's hiding cherry pies under people's cars? 844-4WW-SHOW. Kent is up first to try and solve our quiz. Kent, what do you think? All three stories actually happened. Which one went down in Florida?
Story number three.
No, sorry. Michigan is where the dude was busted hiding things beneath women's cars. And they are asking people who may have been affected by this guy, he's already been arrested, to come forward so they can get more charges. Michigan, Cool Beans. Michigan. Shane is up for or second with a 50-50 shot. Shane, what do you think?
I'm going to say story number two.
Story number two, yeah. That's the one.
Yep. Florida's where it went down. A neighbor told police that he witnessed the man, quote, walk into the street, pull his pants down, point his middle finger at the neighbor, and then urinate in his mailbox. So no mention of a step stool. Seemingly did it all by himself. As I like to say, au naturel.
That's the correct way to say it.
Right.
Yeah. Nice job. In your face.
Also in Florida, story number one, where Mr. Bang Bang in Winter Haven, Florida, Mr. Bang Bang got away with the gold teeth as four guys were playing cards on top of a trash can.
Words.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.